This is Music Notes for the week of October 1st. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. It's Trash Grass Tuesdays in October with the Trash Grass Troubadours at Stanley's Pub. Music begins at 8 p.m. Lynn Scott's playing with the Lee Stoller at Cafe Vivace Tuesday, October 2nd. She'll also be at Sorrento's, 8794 Reading Road, on Thursday from 6 to 9. The American Roots series at Memorial Hall will present Ray Wiley Hubbard with Arlo McKinney Thursday, October 4th. There's a three-day Rhythm, Brew, Art, and Music Fest at Newport's Wooden Cask with music from more than 35 Cincinnati bands like Moonbow and The Tillers, October 5th through 7th. The Kentucky Wool Festival in Falmouth, Kentucky includes twangy banjo music in addition to the handcrafted items, sheep herding, and vendor booths October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Clifton Fest on Ludlow Avenue features local bands on two stages October 5th and 6th. Harmony Hill Winery in Bethel will conclude their summer music concert series this weekend. October 5th, it's Sunderman and Sorrentino with music beginning at 5. On Saturday the 6th, it's a double bill with Encore appearing at 2. Anna and the Deeper Well close things out from 5 to 9. Harmony Hill Winery on Swings Corner Road in Bethel. Master guitarist Gene Bertoncini will be playing with pianist Phil DeGreg Saturday night, October 6th, at the Irish Heritage Center on Eastern Avenue. Music begins at 7:30. International jazz saxophonist Greg Abate performs with the local all-star band at the Greenwich Saturday night at 9. Coming to Cafe Vivace Saturday night, it's the Andy Brown Organ Quartet, followed by Dan Carlsberg's CD release party Sunday afternoon from 2:30 to 5:30. You can hear an interview with Dan Carlsberg and Ron Esposito in our studio at wbxu.org/lx. The Liberty Jazz Lab session will begin October 7th. This is a once-a-month event at the historic Liberty Exhibition Hall in Northside. The music of saxophonist Rob Dixon and Trilogy will be featured at the first fall concert. Next Monday, October 8th, it's an evening with Gillian Welch at the Taft Theater. Tickets are also on sale for the Gordon Lightfoot and the Mavericks concerts later in the month. Roots band Dawn of the Buffalo released their first single this week from their 8th studio album, Dance in the Street. They are bringing their tour to Ludlow Garage, November 17th. And finally, the Beatles' self-titled 1968 White Album will be a deluxe box set reissue on November 9th in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the original release. That's Music Notes for the week of October 1st. Music by Pat Kelly. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.